Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we talk with different health professionals around the area to see what's happening in the world of healthcare. And today we have the Marketing Director for Madison Healthcare Services, Andy Thol, with us once again. How you doing, Andy?
Not too bad. How are you, Maynard?
Pretty good. Well, you're making progress up there on the big construction project up on the hill there. You're going to tell us a little bit about where that's at, and particularly about the assisted living facility.
Yes, our new senior and assisted living facility is coming along nicely. We have got shingles. We are about ready for windows and siding. But even more exciting than that is we have actually come across a name for the building. So we now have a name for our new...
And what would that be?
Prairie Winds Senior and Assisted Living. So that facility will be both senior independent and assisted living all in one facility.
Okay, if somebody's interested now, I'm sure the big question is, is there a waiting list?
There is now a waiting list. The waiting list has opened. More information is available on our wait list at mhsmn.org/prairiewinds.
Okay, now this is kind of unique in that it's, as you, I think, have called it, cafeteria style. You can sign up for as much or as little as beyond just residence as you want.
Yes, so it's designed to age in place. So you could move in as a fully independent senior, 55 and older. And then as you need to add services, you'd be able to add different service tiers. There's going to be options for meal service, whether you want lunch or dinner added on. You can do those in meal plans or as an individual basis, just saying, hey, that roast beef looks good today. I think I want that for lunch. We're also going to have services available from our aides that will be on site 24 hours a day. So there will be somebody there 24 hours a day. Nursing services, whether it's medication management, assisting with dressing or bathing, any of those options. But it's really designed for you to age in place. So you can start out in your apartment or your senior suite be fully independent, and then as you need to add things, you add those services in, and you don't actually have to move out of your unit. You stay right there, the services will come to you.
Okay, tell us about a typical unit now.
So we have three different options available for units. We have one bedroom. They have full-size kitchens with full-size appliances. Everybody gets a full-size refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave, stove. Every unit has in-suite laundry, so they have a side-by-side washer and dryer in each one of them. Walk-in closets, full-size living rooms, very spacious bedrooms, and they all have their own private bathrooms with private showers.
How about parking?
Parking is
that's,
great.
I think that's pretty
very
cool.
Exciting.
That's the cool part of
that
it.
That is the cool part. So we have underground parking for all of these units. So we've got our one-bedroom units. We also have a one-and-a-half bedroom one, which is a one bedroom plus a den, so there's a nice little extra room in your in your unit. And we also have two bedroom options available as well, so you can pull right up underneath. You'll pull into your private parking space underneath, heated all the time. You're never worried about the snow, you're never worried about scraping your windshield anymore. You take the elevator up, it pops you right up in the middle of the building, and you just got a little bit of a walk right to your brand new senior living suite.
All right. Now, as I recall, there is a separate room or two that if you have some visitors or something that come to see you, that there will be a place for some relatives to stay.
Yeah, and we're working on that. That'll be actually towards the care center side. That's coming along as we finish up these projects. Right now, we're finishing the assisted living and the senior living. That structure is going up. You're seeing that come up along 3rd Avenue there. And then we have our brand new center area, our community center, town center area between for our senior living area. And that'll have our new bistro area with our new front entrance, our visitor parking lot. We do have our brand new chapel that has gone in. So that's very exciting. And also the beauty shop and a few other areas are going in there as well. So
no. You've got all the residents, of course, were moved a while ago into the new facility there as you're working on the resident rooms and all that kind of thing. How's that going?
All the residents seem to really be enjoying that. That's the care center, so that's that skilled 24-hour care. So those residents have been moved in. They are in their brand-new rooms. They have been enjoying them since last August. That allowed us to do some demolition up there. We took down big chunks of that building that had been up since the 1970s, and then we were able to build that brand new senior and assisted living building, our new chapel, our new front area, while still maintaining all of that being interconnected. So everybody who's living, whether they're living in the care center, they're living in Hilltop, they're living in our brand new Prairie Winds building, they have complete access to all of our services down in the clinic. You take that little skyway over to the clinic. Same with surgery services, audiology, all of that stuff you're doing inside the building without ever having to go outside. So really nice that way.
Any new services and things available we should be talking about?
We have some very exciting ones coming that we're going to be talking about next month.
Okay, that'll be our topic
For next month, yes.
All right, but right now a lot of great services already there, from, as you say, from audiology to...
everything. Full knee replacement.
Full
deal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, another thing, of course, we wanted to put in a push. There are some naming opportunities and things up there. If you want to leave a legacy, maybe for yourself or your family or something like that, we're still working on some fundraising.
Yes, we are.
And you can get anything from a resident room named after you to...
The chapel.
The chapel, yeah. So if anybody's interested in something along those lines, we won't really dwell on that here, but they could contact you or they could contact me. As
Maynard's the chair of our fundraising committee.
Major gifts program, or Jim Connors, Cynthia Hughes, Greg Thole.
Charlotte, yep.
Charlotte. So, yep. So talk to any of us, and we can give you more details. And got brochures and handouts and everything on that. So
yes, we do.
All right. Andy, did we cover it all today?
I think we did.
All right. Well, people, how about, I know one thing that people are going to wonder, when can we go up there and tour and see the place?
So right now we're on track for that building to actually be opening late summer. So we're thinking end of August, beginning of September, somewhere in there. Construction has been hard with COVID, so we've got some delays. So we're not making any promises exactly at this point, but we're really hoping for September. So we should have some public open houses then. And we've got a lot of great pictures on that website for Prairie Winds. You're going to see interior renderings of the kitchens and the living rooms. We've got floor plans on there. So lots of good information to kind of tide you over till you're allowed in there.
All right. So stay tuned. Listen to the radio. Watch the newspaper. Check Facebook. And we'll get the word out to them somehow.
Yep.
All right. Andy Thole with us, Marketing Director at Madison Healthcare Services, talking about what's going on. And there's a lot happening up there. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Thank you, Eddie.